Welcome to the Thrive Podcast. I'm your host, Kathleen Drennan. If you're a floral designer on a mission to build a profitable and thriving business, then you're in exactly the right place. I'm on a mission to bust through the secrecy of our industry, make it easier for you to know exactly what to focus on to help you build your business, and teach you my favorite mindset hacks so that you can learn to show up with more confidence and authority as you grow your business. I am so grateful to be able to share my journey with you, pass along my best shortcuts, and get you on the path to feeling more confident and making money doing what you love. No matter where in the world you're tuning in from, remember, you've got this. I feel like this is one of those memes of like, tell me that you're getting old without telling me that you're getting old. We're just looking out the kitchen window at this hummingbird, which always makes me think, A, yes, we have a hummingbird feeder. B, we bought a hummingbird feeder. C, am I an old person? Yes. But here's the thing that I love the most, Google. Because for the first time in my life, a few months ago, I was like, how much does a hummingbird weigh? Like, seriously, how much does a hummingbird weigh? And the fact that we can find out that information at our fingertips, to me, is just like so exciting. So that now I can walk around and be like, did you know that a hummingbird on average weighs like 3 grams? And then you can go down the hummingbird rabbit hole. And who would have thought? Like, the fact that you don't have to pull out the old Encyclopedia Britannica, or is that the one that was on the CD? You used to have to like put in the CD, like hard drive, and then look things up. Or pull out my mom's good old, is it Funk and Wagnalls, A to Z encyclopedia, which I'll tell you the whole story about that one day, but super fascinating. It had like beautiful, like gold, it's not gold leaf, but it just looked like gold leaf finishing. And I took up a whole bookshelf and I did so many school projects with that encyclopedia set. So we could have looked up under H for hummingbird and probably found that a hummingbird weighs, on average, 3 grams. So there's a fun fact for you to spout around to all of your friends and to talk about with your kids at the dinner table. And aren't we all glad that you tuned in to this week's podcast episode so you could be that much wiser? Alas, here we are. I wanted to, this week, break down for you, step by step, the strategy and the process that I went to land an $8,000 wedding inquiry with less than 150 Instagram followers. And if this is your first podcast episode, welcome. If it's been a hot minute since you've listened, welcome. But just to catch you up on the last 12 months of my business, we made the decision to move to Canada in, well, we made that decision 3 years ago. Alas, that got delayed in its timeline for obvious reasons. But we moved back to Canada in almost exactly a year ago today. So October of 2022. That awkward pause is because I never remember what year it is. So I think this year is 2023, which means last year was 2022. Gold star, for those of us who can't keep track of what year it is. In October of 2022, we completely picked up our lives, moved back to the country I was born in. It's been a very fascinating experience, and I will definitely record a future podcast episode on it because I have so many insights and so many aha moments to share. We then made the decision officially a few months ago to start a flower business from scratch. And a friend of mine, when I told her this, she was like, you are certifiably insane. So a friend of mine has been a florist her entire career. She sold her business a few years ago and she's really starting the next chapter. I told her this is what we were doing. And she's like, no, seriously, I think you might be insane. I was like, yes, I am. But I think it's so fun. It's such a fun experience to be able to take all of my own mistakes and learn from them and navigate this entire experience in a whole new country, building whole new relationships, trying to navigate a whole different infrastructure around wholesale flowers. But it's been so much fun, having the best time building a brand new business from scratch in a city where I have zero connections. Like, the only people I know are my childhood friends and my family. So I have zero connections when it comes to like venue coordinators, wedding planners, and really opening my eyes to the nuances of starting a flower business in a very different culture. And I'm having the best time. But one of the things that I wanted to test out early on in my business, because it so flew in the face of my previous thought process. When I first started Little Bird Bloom in 2014, I was so desperate. And like, the word and the phrase I would use to describe it is like graspy, for wanting to be taken seriously, for wanting to be like to feel legitimate. And I was convinced, I was adamant that if I had more than 1,000 Instagram followers, then finally I'd be able to attract high value customers and higher value clients, and that people would actually take me seriously. And I will tell you that you definitely don't need 1,000 Instagram followers to have that mentality. It's 100% a thought process. It's simply a mindset that you take to your business. If you take your business legitimately, your customers will take your business legitimately. It doesn't matter if you're working from home, if you have a beautiful flower shop, if you work out of an industrial space, if you have a flower farm. If you take your business legitimately, your customers will take you legitimately. And I wanted to prove to myself and use this as an example for all of us, that if you are dreaming of working with higher budget clients, and in this case, my ideal wedding sits between $8,000 and $10,000. So we would have clients coming to us with a flower budget of $8,000 to $10,000. And I wanted to use Instagram, and I continue to use Instagram as the biggest lead generation for wedding inquiries in our business. And to be able to start an Instagram feed from scratch for me is one of the most freeing things on the planet. Now, the beautiful thing is you don't have to go out there and start an Instagram account from scratch. I will always say, if you don't like where your business is at right now, if you don't like your vibe, if you don't like your brand, just hit reset today. You don't have to make a big announcement to anybody. You don't have to make a big to-do out of it. But what I would do is give yourself permission to like philosophically hit Control-Alt-Delete. And if aesthetically you want to change your vibe, you want to like really recalibrate, then just go out there over the next week and either archive and or delete any posts that you want to get rid of. Or just go out there and very intentionally plan out your next 21 posts. It's in a rare instance that you'll ever have a paying client that will scroll back further than 7 or 8 rows of content. Definitely other florists will go back and look at your previous content, but your actual paying customers, the people who are going to want to work with you and pay you to do this work, are very rarely ever going to look back more than 18 or 20 posts. So I thought, hey, what better chance than to completely start a brand new Instagram account in a city where I don't know anybody, so that I get to embrace the constraint and really focus on the strategy and prove to all of us that your follower count has nothing to do with your ability to attract your ideal client. If you tell yourself that your follower count matters, then you will make your follower count matter. If you tell yourself that your follower count doesn't matter, then your follower count won't matter. So I went into this experiment going, I want to prove to our industry and I want to prove to myself that your follower count isn't how you attract higher value clients. So I started this Instagram account in May/June of 2023. See, still can't remember what year it is. And even just within a few weeks, I woke up to a wedding inquiry and she emailed to say they have an $8,000 wedding budget. There are 28 guests getting married on a private property. In her inquiry, in that drop-down question, she specifically said, I am looking for a design team that I can collaborate with. And then she also said these magic words in the box that asks, is there anything else that you want us to know about you? And she said, we're willing to rejig our budget to allow for lush archways and tablescapes as needed. So if I was to explain to you my dream client when it comes to doing weddings, it is this person. An $8,000 to $10,000 wedding budget, small intimate wedding at a private property. She's looking for a floral design team that she can collaborate with, and she's willing to rejig her budget to allow for lush archways and tablescapes as needed. I received that inquiry having just posted 23 posts. I didn't post those 23 posts simultaneously, but I did post our first 6 posts on day one and then proceeded to kind of tick away over the course of every day, every other day. So at the time, there was a total of 23 posts on our Instagram feed and 113 followers. 113 followers, and I got an $8,000 wedding inquiry. And it's all because I have learned how to approach Instagram with a very different perspective. So I will, and for those of you guys who have been listening to this podcast for quite a long time, you'll be very familiar with my, I want to say love-hate relationship with Instagram, but let's be honest, it was a hate-hate. It's very little love that used to come from Instagram. But it's all because my thought process when it came to marketing my flower business on Instagram, my mindset was absolutely, this sucks, I hate this, I'm not good at this. Those were the thoughts that were going around in my head. And because I was telling myself, I'm not good at this, I hate this, and this sucks, I would always approach Instagram with a feeling of insufficiency and resentfulness. Because that's how I felt so often, and I saw myself so often being stuck in comparison, rarely posting, right? Like weeks would go by before I'd post anything. I had zero inclination to experiment or to get curious, and I absolutely was hiding. And if you ever find yourself feeling like you're blaming the algorithm or frustrated with Instagram, remember, this is absolutely a mindset thing. And because I was telling myself, this sucks, I hate this, I'm not good at this, I wasn't creating any results when it came to Instagram. I had no data to lean into, I had no lessons learned, and I definitely wasn't doing anything to embrace the power of Instagram to help me grow my business. All because I was looking at Instagram from a very negative perspective. Particularly when I would compare myself to the famous florists, the insufficiency, right? And the frustration was so strong for me. I was like, I'm never going to get to the point where those guys are at, and I'm never going to be able to figure this out. And that thought process and that mindset is what created the inaction for me. So it has nothing to do with the algorithm. It has nothing to do with the fact that there are more Instagram users today than there ever have been in the past. It is totally the story that you're telling yourself. And when you tell yourself a disempowering story, you're going to feel disempowered. But if you can have an example like what I'm going to talk you through today, at least just building the belief that it's possible, coming at this work from a place of curiosity, it will blow your mind what you can achieve. Because I'm sitting here thinking, okay, I don't have any local connections. We are not making the decision at this moment in time to have a physical retail shop. And if Kathleen has her way, she's going to sit on her bum on the sofa in her UGG boots, covered in blankets, drinking tea, figuring out how to grow a business. I am so introverted. I don't even want to go outside of my house to help me build my business. I've decided I'm going to really lean into this as a constraint and believe in the possibility. And the thought process I have now when it comes to Instagram is I've got this opportunity to connect with customers for free. And I don't even have to get dressed. Like, how amazing is it that we can pick up our phone? We don't have to wash our face. We don't have to brush our teeth. We don't have to do anything. You don't have to do your hair. You don't have to put any mascara on. It doesn't even matter. That you can sit on your phone and you can connect with your customers for free. We don't even have to take out an ad in the Yellow Pages, which is kind of awesome. Like, it's awesome to think, wow, your next client is out there on Instagram waiting to find you. So when you can come from this thought process, from this mindset of I've got the opportunity to connect with customers for free and I don't even have to get dressed, that for me creates a feeling of curiosity, fun, playfulness. I will approach Instagram from a totally different perspective if I can look at this like it's a game. So when I sat down and did this work and coming from that energy of playfulness, I was like, okay, here are the four things I know are going to help move the needle in my business. So sit down and create a persona of your ideal client. I love the exercise of really thinking, okay, who is this person? I'm going to write a day in the life in terms of really thinking about who she or he or they are. You could even jump on Pinterest and create yourself a little bit of a mood board so that you can have those visual cues in terms of like picking that person. Then I mapped out the top 20 questions that my ideal client wishes that they could ask a professional florist. Whether or not they do ask it is one thing, but having that like idea of getting in their head and really thinking, okay, if my ideal client sat down with me and could ask me anything, what is it that she would love to know? So that's the second step. So the first one is know your customer. The second one is that top 20 questions. Then the third one is, and this is separate, but I highly recommend because this is how you're going to get found on Instagram. Think about that search phrase that your ideal client might type in. It's probably, so in my case, it is actually incredibly obvious. It is just florist Victoria BC. The second way that you're going to get found is by using the right hashtags. So in this instance, because she's getting married at a private property, she is just looking for florist Victoria BC. The other option, and if there are venues in your area, and this is exactly how we got on the preferred vendor list at Benduli Estate, but if you want to do work at specific venues, using the hashtags of the venues that you want to be doing work at is how you can get on your ideal client's radar. The thing to remember about hashtags is that nobody owns them. Nobody owns hashtag Benduli Wedding. Nobody owns hashtag Coca-Cola. Nobody owns a hashtag, so you are allowed to use hashtags, and I like to just think of it as like just really smart marketing. So doing your hashtag homework, and we have the option of being able to use up to 30 hashtags. So I will always say use 30 hashtags. Then once I know my customer, I'm inside of her head, I've got my 20 questions, I've got my hashtags mapped out, I made the decision to commit to posting on Instagram 3 times a week. So one of the things that I always get really overwhelmed by, and this is such a like old school marketing perspective to have, is that more is better. And particularly if you're following people who are teaching about Instagram, they're going to tell you to like post twice a day and post, make sure you're posting 7 days a week if you're serious about growing. And I'm like, I'm tired. I don't want to be spending that much time creating content posting 7 days a week. So at a minimum, we are posting 3 times a week, and I am going to commit to that being 3 Instagram reels. I am going to use my top 20 questions as my inspiration for that content. So the process that I went through really about understanding your customer, knowing those top 20 questions that they're asking, crafting your hashtags so you have 30 hashtags that you can use on every single piece of content that you post online, And then just making the decision in terms of how much of a commitment you want to put in to posting on social media. So because of this thought process, right, of this idea of I've got the opportunity to connect with customers for free and I don't even have to get dressed. Because it's that thought process that generates the feeling of playfulness and curiosity, which then you're going to sit down and you're going to actually do the work to figure out who your ideal client avatar is. I highly recommend that you do a narrative kind of, whether it's almost like stream of consciousness, like what is the day in the life of this person? Make sure you sit down and you map out those top 20 questions. Like really think about what are the top 20 questions that your ideal client would love for you to answer. Do your hashtag homework and make a commitment in terms of how often you want to post to Instagram. And this idea of really thinking, okay, it's that strategy and that system that generated that $8,000 inquiry with just 113 followers. And really understanding that we as floral designers get to approach Instagram from such a totally different perspective, because it's not that people are going to just jump on and follow you and then you hope that one day they're getting married at a private property in Victoria and that they have $8,000 to $10,000 for their wedding flowers. It's putting yourself in your customer's shoes and thinking, okay, I know that my ideal client is getting married either at one of five venues in the area or at a private property. So she's going to be either looking up inspiration at these venues or she's going to be looking for a florist in Victoria, BC. So I know that that's the search notion that she's going to be using, that that's how she's going to be hunting for a florist on Instagram. And then it's about winning the content game and making sure that you're really thinking about, okay, how can I be thinking like my client? And one thing that our industry, like the floral design industry, is really good at doing is not thinking like our customer. And I think that's true for every business owner, right? We're so wrapped up in our own world. We're so wrapped up in our own challenges and the problems that are right in front of us that we forget to put ourselves in our customers' shoes. But this is the magic and why marketing gets to be so fun as a floral designer, because your competition, like quite literally your competition right now, isn't listening to this podcast. And they are out there worrying about their own stresses and 100% being human, because that's what we do as human beings. We are very self-involved. We are programmed to take care of ourselves and to think about ourselves, right? That's what we do. So then when it comes to actually marketing your business, the biggest and most important thing to do is to put yourself in your customer's shoes and thinking through how are they using Instagram to search for a florist and what are the things that matter the most to your customers and to your clients. And of course, there are going to be people who are getting married who want to work with Instagram florists who have thousands and hundreds of thousands of florists. And that's fine. They're allowed to do that. But not every customer and not every client is like that. There are going to be thousands of potential weddings and events happening in the next 12 months where the people getting married don't actually care how many followers you have, where the people who are getting married care about your attention to detail and understanding how this works and making it easy for them to get answers on what their budget will get them and empowering them to make the right decision and really building a solid relationship and making sure that they find a florist who actually cares about what happens on their wedding day. Those are your clients. Those are your dream clients. So if we go back to something I said at the very beginning of this podcast, if you think that your Instagram following count matters, then it will matter. If you don't think that your Instagram follower count matters and you believe in the possibility that you could generate an $8,000 wedding inquiry with just 113 followers on Instagram, then you will make that happen. And one of the things that I always have to remind myself of is that marketing is really hard when you're focused on yourself. And as I said before, that is the inbuilt human nature. There is nothing wrong with you. You are not being overtly selfish because you're focusing on yourself. It's like that's how your brain is programmed, to focus on yourself. And you are a human being with a human brain that is programmed to focus on yourself. So keep coming back to the number one rule of marketing your flower business. Put yourself in your customer's shoes and believing in the possibility that you can generate your dream client inquiry with exactly the number of followers that you have right now. So it absolutely is possible. And we get to use this one example as like a mini little case study for you to believe in the possibility. All you have to do is come at this from a different perspective and put yourself in your customer's shoes and really think about, okay, what matters to my customer? How can I think more like my customer? If I was my client and I was getting married at, insert your favorite venue, what would matter to me when I'm looking for a florist? And then you, as the floral designer, get to show up with that perspective. This is learning about how to shift your thinking so that you can create different results. Because when you tell yourself that the algorithm is out there to get you, when you tell yourself that it's never going to work, when you tell yourself that your Instagram follower count is the thing standing in the way of you being successful, you will prove to yourself all three of those things to be true. But all you have to do is begin by believing in the possibility. Just believing in the possibility that you could generate a high-value client inquiry with exactly the number of Instagram followers you have today. Because if Kathleen can move to the other side of the world, not know a single person in this city, be navigating all of the unknowns and the newness of being in a brand new country, building a brand new business from scratch, having to build brand new relationships with wholesalers and growers, not knowing a single person when it comes to planners, photographers, venue coordinators, and if she can generate an $8,000 wedding inquiry with 113 followers, 113, my friend, then if I can do it, for sure you can do it. And the single most important thing that you get to do is put yourself in your customer's shoes. So really think about who that ideal client is. Write out for yourself the day in the life. Create yourself a bit of a Pinterest mood board so you can really think about and get inside of their head. Brainstorm the 20 questions that your ideal client will have. Do your hashtag homework. Come up with that list of 30 hashtags that you're going to use on every single one of your posts, and then commit to making that content happen. Keep coming back and looking at the data, and every time that your brain wants to tell you to give up, just keep coming back to believing in the possibility. All you have to do is believe in the possibility. Okay, my friends, go out there, level up your Instagram game. I hope that this has been super duper helpful. And remember, if I have figured this out, then absolutely you can figure it out too. So please drive safe. Drink your water, eat your vegetables, get some sleep. Have the most amazing week. Thank you so much for being here. And I'll talk to you again next week. Bye for now.